You know, untang convos.
Help your God now. Stay tuned. Help your God now. Help your God now.
See, the uncle's you wanna make it here
one now. You want to make it here now, you're going to get your blessing. I'm trying to. Dave, go ahead. Soon you see.
I hope
soon
you get always want to taste some shit.
Soon you get down here, you go, Lord, give him 50 plus. Give him 50 plus. See that? See that? Just get a little bit of ice. You see how much you got? Huh? Come on now. Why was up? Why was up?
Alright, here we go.
I was up. Huh? You know what I'm saying? You're going to always multiply when you're right with you. You know what I'm saying? Because the blessings, it just ooze. You keep on blessing me, brother. Watch it. Watch it out now. Watch it out, what, now? The word say something about blessing your uncle. I know it got you somewhere in there.
I got a word for blessing your
uncle. It got to be something in the Bible that say something about blessing your uncle so that your days will be long.
See, old people always bring up the Bible because they know they about to die.
You got to get right with him. Hey,
you ain't bringing up the Bible in 88?
Well, actually, I was. I was told in the Bible I was bringing people to the Lord's house.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Yeah, that was when I first started preaching. 17, you say 88. Now, if you're going to talk about it, let's be about it, huh? I was doing that then, Clyde. I got footage. Footage. That's the thing to come off the feed.
Welcome, people, to Unchained Convos. I'm Cousin Clyde.
I'm Uncle Ems.
And we the fam. This is Untamed Convos.
Untamed
Convos. And on Untamed Convos, what we want to do is have conversations that motivationally motivate people.
Motivationally motivate. You know, use a different technique of motivation within motivation, G.
You know, that's my prison GED, man.
We got skill, because we're going to take motivation within motivation to motivationally motivate you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we do here.
Well,
we break it all the way down, not just halfway down. You dig?
Now, this week we're going to talk about overcoming obstacles and adversity. Brother Ems, you've been around for a very, 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 very long time.
Yes.
I know you had plenty obstacles that you had to overcome and adversities. Do you care to share?
I always like to share, family. I always like to share. You know, the more you're here, the more you got to share. You
right.
Know? So here it is, man. On some real, real stuff, man. When you realize that obstacles are a part of the journey, and embrace them.
Right.
Embrace them as a part of the journey.
Mm-hmm.
You become that much more empowered.
Right.
You're always going to face challenges. And so if you approach that challenge with the right mindset, it's not that difficult to overcome. Wake up.
Yeah, you right.
What I said. You dig what I'm saying? What I say is what I said.
Yeah, that part. I got all of that. And you know, as was wisdom from Uncle Ems, I had some obstacles I had to overcome. And some adversities. You know, like one of the obstacles I had to face was how I was going to pay for this meal at this restaurant when it's cheap or way too much than what was in my pocket. I didn't know what to do. She ordered steak and shrimps, had chicken wing money. They know what to do. They came with the tab. You know what I did?
What did you do?
You know what I did? You got to tune in to the next episode to find out what Cousin Clyde did when he couldn't pay for the tab.